welcome to this Control Risks podcast. I'm Casper Layton, and with me is David Lee, our senior Europe analyst. France is between rounds in its presidential election after Sunday saw a bewildering field of 11 whittled down to 2. Emmanuel Macron of the En Marche movement, not even a political party in the traditional sense, and Marine Le Pen of the National Front are the two remaining candidates. Round two presents a familiar oddity in French politics that occurs when one of the two remaining candidates is from the National Front. It seems that with Le Pen, you either love her or hate her, and if you hate her, you vote for the other person, no matter who they are. This is why opinion polls predict Macron will romp to victory on May the 7th, which is the second round. Is it really that simple, Dave?
Well, I wouldn't quite say romp. I think Macron will probably win about 60% of the vote, maybe just over that. It's not going to be the size that's seen in previous presidential elections when Jean-Marie Le Pen got through to the second round. But the fact is that the Republican Front, as they call it in France, the willingness of people to go out and vote for a candidate who's facing somebody from the National Front to keep Le Pen, whether Jean-Marie or these days Marine, out of office, that Republican Front is still standing, it's still strong, and it's still something people are going to do. So yeah, I do expect what will in the end be a relatively clear victory for Macron.
Okay, so assuming that comes to pass, Macron was formerly an economy minister. He did a stint as an investment banker. He's seen as pro-business, and markets are breathing a little easier than they were before the vote. But what does he mean for France and Europe's most pressing economic issues?
I think you're right to say that he does have this background which paints him or allows him to be painted as a bit of an establishment figure, and that's very much what Marine Le Pen's doing in the early stages of the second round campaign. Second round campaigns very often are particularly negative, with people attacking their opponents more than ever, of course, because Le Pen's in that, so it's natural that it will be don't vote for her, don't vote for him. That's kind of the dynamic it's going to be. Macron is very much a centrist, both in terms of his politics and particularly in terms of his economics, which is generally much better known. He does favour a relaxation of some of the biggest restrictions on labour laws in France, for example. He wants businesses to be able to negotiate their own way around the 35-hour week. He wants a reduction in corporation tax, but he also wants a significant boost to social provision, to employment training, that kind of thing. So it's not as if he's singing completely from the old left-right hymn sheets. He's very much in between.
And how will the victory of Emmanuel Macron be seen in London, which of course is embarking on a tortuous series of Brexit negotiations in which France will be a key player?
Well, Macron's billed himself throughout his campaign as the pro-EU candidate, did so in the first round, is going to continue doing so in the second round, particularly given that his opponent is Marine Le Pen, who never misses a chance to criticise the EU and say that ideally he should be able to lead France out of it. That, by the way, would be rather harder than a lot of the world media seem to think, but that's not the story. Macron is very pro-European and is going to give France a really strong voice at the EU negotiating table, both in general and in terms of what's going to happen with Brexit. I don't think he's going to be the conciliatory figure that the UK might like on Brexit. I think he's going to fight for the interests of the remaining EU27 and for France within that. So I think any hope that France's new president might be relatively weak on the area that that Theresa May or that some of the other Brexit figures seem to have in the UK, that seems to be misguided to me. The irony, of course, is that Emmanuel Macron is the kind of president that the British government has wanted in France for years. He's not beholden to either of the two big party machines. He's an internationalist. He understands business and financial services. He's exactly what the UK has wanted. It just seems to be the wrong time for them.
You mentioned how Marine Le Pen is very staunchly anti-EU, and much has been made of the tussle between the liberal globalists and the populist nationalists around the world. What does the performance of Le Pen in the first round of this election and her likely performance going forward say for the fortunes of this populist nationalist movement in well, France, really. Let's not try to broaden it out too much.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that these movements still have a ceiling in most Western countries, certainly in most European countries. But it's also true that that ceiling has been pushed upwards. Marine Le Pen hasn't burst through it and created a whole new powerful movement over and above what she already had. She's increased her vote by a handful of percentage points, which is the sort of reaction you might expect given the way things have gone in the last few years, both in France and outside. But she hasn't pushed through to be in the lead, let alone clearly in the lead, which was a position she thought she might be in about a year ago. So it's true that the populist nationalist versus centrist internationalist line is the big division, the big cleavage in French society at the moment, as it is in so many other places. And that's going to be the key argument of the second round campaign.
Great, we'll leave it there. Dave Lee, a senior Europe analyst at Control Risks, thanks very much, and thanks to you for listening. Bye for now.